Hello everybody. I would like to welcome all of you at today's conference call in connection with the Q1 2009 financial results of Pegas Nonwovens SA. Please allow me to welcome the management of the company at this call. It's Mr. František Řezáč, the CEO of the company and a member of the board.
Good afternoon.
And Mr. Aleš Gerža, the CFO of the company and member of the board.
Good afternoon.
So the format of the call, you know it already. We will start with a presentation, the PowerPoint presentation, which was distributed this afternoon and is available on our website. After the presentation, which will take about 15 to 20 minutes, we will start the Q&A session. So now I'm handing over to Mr. Řezáč to start with the overview of the financial highlights.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again. I am pleased to comment on our performance and financial results in the first quarter of 2009. This year started very strongly for Pegas, especially on the level of our operating profitability. This exceptional performance was based on the combination of three positive factors, which will not be repeated in the next quarters. These were an extreme drop of polymer prices, higher sales prices from the last quarter of 2008, and successful sale of inventories built at the end of 2008. Although this extraordinary performance will not repeat in the rest of the year, we see a good demand for our products and we are confident that we will meet our business plan objectives. I will now go through the key highlights of the first 3 months of 2009. Our revenues amounted to 35.7 million euro, which is 5.5% down compared with the same period last year. This difference is based on lower polymer prices reflected in the output. Otherwise, we sold more tons than last year. We recorded a very high EBITDA of 14 million euro, the reasons I mentioned before. Our profit from operations, EBIT, increased by 59.3% to 10.2 million euro, also thanks to lower depreciation costs. Net profit went down to 6.8 million euro as a result of forex changes which did not impact the cash flow of the company. And again, what is very important for us, due to continuing good demand, we are confident that we will maintain production and sales volume at good levels for the balance of 2009. Now, I will hand over the presentation to Aleš, who will guide you through the key financial highlights of the quarter.
Well, our revenues for the first quarter went down by 5.5% annually, primarily driven by a lower polymer price level, which resulted in lower sales prices than in the same period of 2008. Our operating costs went down by 20.7%, primarily due to a lower level of purchase prices of polypropylene and polyethylene. EBITDA amounted to euro 14 million euros in the first quarter of 2009, up by 33.8% year-on-year due to a significant drop in polymer prices, output prices reflecting a higher price level from the fourth quarter of 2008 and higher sales volumes. Net profit in the first quarter of 2009 amounted to euro 6.8 million, down by 41.5% year-on-year, mainly due to forex changes in the compared quarters. Production volumes in tons increased by 3.2%. However, the year-on-year comparison is distorted by a different product mix and different maintenance breaks. The level of the net debt decreased by almost 11% year-on-year and reached 113.8 million euros. Next slide, which is slide Q1 2009 profit and loss statement. Let me briefly comment on the items which we haven't discussed in the previous slides. The increase of the staff costs by 7.9% year-on-year was mainly the result of a change in the fair value of the share option plan in the first quarter of 2008, when the revaluation of the share option plan decreased staff costs by 324,000 euro. Total staff costs, denominated in Czech crowns and without the revaluation of the share option plan, declined by 4.3% year on year. Depreciation went down by 6.4% due to the Czech crown weakening against the euro in the first quarter of 2009. Foreign exchanges and other financial income show a loss of euro 2.7 million in the first quarter of 2009 compared with a gain of euro 8.2 million in the same period of the last year. This item was impacted by the depreciation of the Czech koruna against the euro in the first quarter of 2009 through unrealized forex losses related to the revaluation of balance sheet items. Interest expenses related to debt servicing amounted to euro 1.1 million in the first quarter of 2009, a 25% decrease compared with the first quarter of 2008. The main reasons for this decline were lower interest rates and a gradual repayment of the bank debt. As a result, net profit in the first quarter of 2009 amounted to euro 6.8 million, down by 41.5% year on year. The next slide. In the first 3 months of 2009, sales of products for hygiene continued to grow, reaching almost 90% of total sales. However, the proportion of lightweight and bicomponent materials on the sales went down by almost 7 percentage points year on year due to destocking of standard hygiene materials and change in product mix. Sales of products for non-hygiene technical segment went down by 26.9% in the first quarter of 2009. With respect to the geographical distribution of sales, sales into Western Europe and Central and Eastern Europe represented a 97.5% share of total sales, in line with our core focus on the broader European area. Cost composition. Changes in the cost composition in the first quarter of 2009 were driven primarily by the decrease in polymer prices. As a result, the share of consumed polymers declined from 68% in Q1 2008 to 62% in Q1 2009. Due to the proportional reduction of polymer costs of the total operational costs, the other items went up. Balance sheet. Generally, most of the items shown in the balance sheet were impacted by the weakening of Czech crown and by translation of Czech crown recorded items into euro. The level of inventories declined by 5.2%, although we sold the accumulated stock of finished goods. On the other hand, Pegas purchased some extra volumes of polymers when the prices were low, which compensated the inventory decrease. Payables year over year went down as a result of full repayment of the line number 8 project. Cash flow. Some of the events impacting the balance sheet and profit and loss account in the first 3 months of 2009 were also impacting the cash flow statement. These were mainly repayment of bank debt and change in payables. CapEx. As we mentioned earlier, we do not anticipate any expansion capex this year until we make a commitment with respect to the new production line. Our maintenance capex should be therefore around euro 2 million. And now I will hand over again to František to talk about our dividend policy for this year and the updated outlook.
The progressive dividend policy remains consistent with previous years. The Board of Directors of Pegas has fully evaluated capital and working capital needs of the company. Our prudent planning shows that banking covenant ratios remain satisfactory over the planning horizon with necessary capital requirements. The Board of Directors is therefore pleased to confirm its intention to pay an increased dividend in 2009 of 8.3 million euro. It means 0.9 euro per share. Other than some unforeseen event occurring, the company plans to make this payment from the share premium account in the third quarter of 2009. Outlook update. The last slide of this presentation is very short. We would like to confirm our initial outlook for this year. We expect higher sales in tons. Our outlook for EBITDA in 2009 is still up to a 10% decline compared with the 2008. It means 39.5 million euro in 2008. This was the last slide of our presentation. I would like to thank you for your attention, and we will be pleased to answer your questions now.
Thank you, František. Thank you, Aleš, for your performance and presentation. Operator, now we are ready to take questions.
Thank you, madam. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or the pound key. Once again, that's number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be a short silence while participants register for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Our first question comes from the line of Redin from Moulay. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your location.
Good afternoon. Here is Radim Kramula from Erste Bank. I have two questions that I wanted to ask you. First is to the dividends that you announced. When can we expect, you said the third quarter, what date will you announce the exact date for full payment? And is it the final decision, the dividends is for sure, or you need AGM approval for these dividends? That's my first question. And the second question, do you have an internal date for deciding upon the next line that you plan to purchase, or when do you think we could find out when the decision about the new line will be made? Thank you.
Well, thank you for your question, Radim. Regarding the dividend payments, we expect the dividends to be paid out consistently as we did in the year 2008, meaning at the end of September, so up to the 30th of September. And for the payment of the dividend, we do not need a resolution of the board meeting because this is fully in hands of the board of directors of the company. So about the dividend, the AGM will not decide. It's fully in hands of the board of directors.
Okay.
Okay. Regarding the new production line, now we are in the process of negotiation with potential suppliers of this technology. With our customers, we have a lot of internal discussions, and what is important, we got investment incentives from the Czech government. There is some time frame for this investment. It means that the line should be put into operation in January 2012 at the latest, and if we want to fulfill these conditions, we need to sign the contract with the supplier of this technology in the first quarter or second quarter 2010. I think that we will inform the market immediately when we make this decision about this line. Nothing was agreed now.
All right, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press number 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Dan Karpisek. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your location.
Good afternoon. I would have one question regarding the supply side in the industry. It used to be the case that in the first quarter there was some capacity offline in Germany. Do you have any comment, or could you provide us some closer picture whether it was closed or someone has purchased that, or you can give us an update?
the situation of this line in Germany hasn't changed. It means that this line is shut down, and we don't have any information whether there is somebody who would like to buy this line or who would like to operate this line without any change.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press number one on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Peter Biblika. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your location.
Hello, good afternoon. Peter Biblika from Wood & Company. Sorry, I joined quite late. The conference call. I have a couple of questions. The first one would be on the inventory. If you could provide us with some color on the change in inventory when you were selling heavily from the inventory in the first quarter and the inventory stayed relatively flat. And how do you see the inventory developing in the second quarter? And my second question is on the sales of the specialties materials in the first quarter. The sales of specialties declined 32% year on year, so I was wondering what was the driver behind this. Thank you.
So regarding your first question, the inventory, we await that there will be a stable level of inventories. As we said, in the first quarter, we purchased some extra volumes of polymers to benefit from the lower lower price level of the polymers. At the same time, we sold out the extra volumes of the finished products which were produced at the end of the year 2008. So currently, we don't expect any big or large changes in inventories.
Thank you very much. And on my second question regarding the specialties?
The second question, there is some decrease in technologically advanced products. It was caused by two reasons. We, as Aleš said, it was due to the stocking of standard hygiene materials. Was built in 2008, and the second reason is the change in our product mix, and we lost some volume of this kind of material in the first quarter.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's number one to register a question, and the hash or pound key to cancel. If you have a question at this time, please press number one on your telephone keypad. Sir, we appear to have no further question at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you.
Thank you very much. So if there are no further questions, we would like to thank you for your presence at the conference call and for your attention. And obviously, if you have any questions later on, you can contact us via email or via phone call. So thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.